Welcome to Two Girls with Grief Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kendall.
And I'm Rachel.
The podcast where we talk about our experiences with grief. There might be tears or there might be laughter, but join us as we figure it out in real time.
We aren't professionals. We're just professional grievers. This podcast is for those dealing with grief, those who want to support those dealing with grief, and those who just want to learn. For any potential triggers, please check the episode show notes prior to listening. Without further ado, welcome to our fourth episode, Is My Grief Worse Than Yours? In this episode, we talk about the spicy topic of grief comparison. If we want to have better conversations with people that haven't experienced grief, we need to have better conversations with people within the grief community.
So, Rachel, as we always ask on the show, how is your grief today?
Today is good. I've been pretty busy today. I just finished making my first bread, sliced bread loaf.
Oh my gosh, and so congrats.
It looks like it came out properly. It smells good. I'm excited to try it. So I am in high spirits and I'm not feeling very heavy with grief. What about you today?
Well, man, I wish I could have a slice of that bread.
Hey, come to San Francisco and I will make you bread.
Today feels a little nostalgic and kind of melancholic. Even though it's still summer, it's kind of like we're looking forward into fall, and the fall is when my father passed. And so just kind of with the changing of the seasons, I kind of felt, I don't know, a little bit of like a heaviness and I don't know, maybe emotionally preparing myself for kind of the sadness of emotion that I know I'll experience in the fall. But it's weird that it's like my mind is prepping myself for that, even though we're still a couple months away. So yeah, that's where I am right now.
I totally relate to that feeling. I try to not do that as much, especially because I have so many death anniversaries, yeah. But I definitely know that feeling where you're just kind of not looking forward to the day coming.
Yeah, so I think that we dive right into this conversation that we're having. And, you know, do you want to kick off what inspired this episode and why we want to talk about this?
Yeah, I feel like as we have kind of been more involved in the grief spaces, we've seen a lot of conversations of people that are grieving that are kind of having comparative Olympics with their grief and like who has the worst grief and just fighting and like not getting along. And I think causing more, I'd say like more grief and anguish to already really difficult situation. So yeah. I feel like it's something that we wanted to talk about because I feel like it's a very complex topic, but also I feel like there's no winner in that conversation. And so we kind of wanted to break down our thoughts on why that's not like the healthiest thing to do.
Yeah. And I think just to start it off that, you know, when you have just experienced a loss, it is more than likely the worst day of your life. And nobody is invalidating that. Nobody is saying, well, like, that couldn't be the worst day of your life. No, I think everybody who's going through grief and who's lost somebody all agrees, like, it is the worst day of your life. Us as grievers, I think we can acknowledge that, like, it's our own unique personal grief that we're experiencing. It's our own grief in our own world with our own people. And, you know, when we're in these digital spaces on social media or when we're in communities with other grievers, I think it's very easy for people to fall into a mindset of like, well, my grief and my loss is worse than yours. And I think you and I both agree in the fact is like, grief is hard. Loss is hard for everybody. It doesn't matter what age or how it happened. And I think that's like why we wanted to touch on this subject of kind of maybe exposing that conversation a little bit in regard to, you know, maybe looking at this a little differently.
Yeah, I think for sure your loss is always going to feel the worst to you. And I mean, it really should, right? It's your personal loss. It's your personal relationship that you're losing. It's the circumstance, whatever that may be, of losing them.
Yeah.
That's always going to feel the worst to you because that is your life. That is your experience. And I think that's totally fair to think that. And I think especially when you're newer to grief, that is very much a feeling. I think there's so many feelings of like, this is the worst thing in the world. No one knows what I'm experiencing. This is the worst experience. And I think, you know, all of those feelings are definitely valid because it's our own personal pain and we're losing so much. So I think that feeling, I think we all can relate to. And I, you know, when you're closer to it, sometimes you just need to be angry at something and you know, you kind of need to focus. Sometimes you just need to focus on things. I think where the issue, like the conflict starts, is when you start saying that like your grief is worse than someone else's, or feeling the need to say that, because there is no winner in grief. No one wins that. You know, everyone's sad. Everyone's lost someone. So you're not going to win. There's no winning. Like, even if you got someone to admit, like, maybe your grief is worse. I mean, do you feel better about that? Like, is there, I don't think that's something you need to win, or a conversation you need to win, because grief is so complex. And I think it's important to acknowledge that there's differences, because different situations will create different feelings. But I think it's really important to also know, like, we're all going through something similar, even if the circumstance is different. No matter, you know, when you lost them or how they lost them, there's going to be a lot of similar experiences with that and feelings. And the bottom, like, I feel like the main feeling is that you're sad and that you miss them and that it sucks. And, you know, I think people are all going to relate on that. So it just makes me sad to see people fighting over something that is so complex. And I don't think that you can find a right answer or, like, find common ground when you're both very sad and in very fresh states. But I don't know, have you seen things like that? Have you had discussions about that with grief?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I was probably one of those people immediately after the loss where I was like, I'm the most grief-ridden person in the whole world, and nobody has it as bad as me, and why does this happen to me, and no one else can understand where I'm coming from. And I admit, I was thinking and acting out of a hurt place. And, like, I think there's that common adage of people saying, like, hurt people hurt people. And I think that's exactly where I was. I was wanting to blame somebody. I was trying to find a reason for my grief. I'm trying to process all these heavy emotions that are hitting you left and right all at once. And I think you, like, when you're immediately after a loss, you're just wanting someone to say, no, I get it. That sucks. That's really painful. I can't believe what you're going through. And I think even just acknowledging it like that, that's not comparison, you know, like, that's just acknowledging that the situation at large, that's just saying, like, yeah, that's a horrible situation you're in, and I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But like you and I were talking about was, you know, there's people who can find the minute differences and really just fight over that, when you could be growing a support system around you of people who understand. And, you know, I think back to, you know, the people in my own family who had experienced a lot of loss, and they're trying to help me go through my first major life event of loss, and me thinking that they don't get it and they don't understand me and they don't understand this pain. I'm sure they did. They're just, you know, years off from when it happened for them. Like, they're years away from that loss for them, whereas, like, I was still fresh. And sometimes I wonder if, like, if you're immediately after that and you need to be in that angsty pain, like, and be in the angsty pain, but understand, like, it might hurt people around you. You might lose people, unfortunately. And, like, nobody really wants that in the long run. I kind of think, like, that's where I was immediately after my loss of, like, I was one of those hurt people, probably comparing my grief to other people. And then even meeting and thinking, like, wow, like, you've gone through so much. And I think, like, now I can recognize it as, like, a respective strength, rather than, oh, like, she must be grief Olympian. She wins the gold medal for grief. And, like, you're not going around being like, well, I've had it the worst out of everybody. No, I think, like, you are very, like, you're like, I don't wish this on anybody. I don't want this for anybody, but it happens. And I'm just trying to help other people figure it out as they go through it too.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, I definitely had moments. Like, I remember my sister passed away, where I was, like, comparing my grief to brothers and comparing my grief to everybody else. It was such a hard, I mean, I already lost my dad, so when I lost my sister, obviously everything felt worse and tougher and just, you know, crazy. And so I know I had a lot of those feelings where I'm just like, nobody cares. Everyone's moved on. And, you know, that creates conflict when there's not conflict. Because mm-hmm. the reality is that the world keeps spinning and you have to. I feel like it's like the world keeps spinning and you're standing still and you need to figure out a way to jump back into yeah. the world, like into the land. And that's way harder than people give it credit for, is like rejoining the world and trying to find your place where everything is different. But I definitely had those moments where, you know, I'm like, no one knows what this feels like. This sucks. Like everyone,
yeah,
you know, everyone's okay and I'm not okay. And, you know, I think sometimes you're just so angry and sad, and it's like you need those painful, you know, things to kind of put your energy towards when, like, mm-hmm. you don't want to eat, you don't, you know, you're not doing well mentally, physically, all these different things. But, you know, even as I've never been the type of person that was like, I felt like I needed to tell people like that, or ever feel like my grief was worse, or not that I don't acknowledge that my situation is not ideal and it's very hard, but I never felt like it would be helpful or productive to then tell someone that I have it worse. I think mm-hmm. the only times that I felt like I need to bring it up in a way that, like, you don't understand what I've been through is like when people get really upset about stupid stuff or like
yes,
situations yeah. where I feel like then I need to be like, I have lost basically my whole family, you know, like kind of in a way to give people perspective of like, if mm-hmm. I'm still trying to be a nice person, if I'm still trying to be, you know, a good person in this world and have a positive attitude as best as I can, like, why can't you? Like, if yeah, I'm working on it, then why aren't you? And that's the only time that I feel like I want it. I felt like I want to kind of throw that hammer down, is like, mm-hmm. sometimes you do need perspective, and it's not for like real pain, I'd say, because I think we talked about, like, no matter your situation, no matter what, like, if you're feeling sad about something or something hurts you, like, you're allowed to feel that. And no one should tell you. And I think that's where it's really harmful. It's like, if I was like, Kendall, you only lost your dad. Like, right. everything's fine. Or if I said something like that, or like,
you don't have it that bad. Know.
Yeah. Like, you still have siblings. And that's when it's like, who does that help by saying that? Or like, to even feel yeah. that, you know? Because that's such a negative feeling, to even feel like I needed to tell you that I don't think your loss is as big, because your loss is very big to you, you know? And yeah. not, I don't want to say like, what does it matter that I've lost for people, but it's like, we're just all experiencing loss and that sadness and that loss in our life. And it's like, yes, I have lost more people, but we relate on so much that it's like, why would I focus on the things that we don't relate on about it? And yeah. like, kind of, I think, though, in a more hurt, like, place closer to it, that like, who knows? You know, maybe I would have thought that, but I really don't think I have, honestly. I don't think I've ever felt that. I have felt like where people don't understand. I think, mm-hmm. honestly, a bigger thing that I was focused on was like, I don't want grief to be like my story. I don't yeah. want people to, I think I just like, I didn't want people to look at me and be like, oh, she lost both her parents and her sister. And like, what a sad girl. You know, I feel like that's kind of what I was avoiding feeling the most, of like, I don't want people to look at me and just think like, oh, how sad, mm-hmm. you know? And it's not that you don't need, it's not nice that people acknowledge like you've been through a lot and you're going through it. But yeah, I just didn't want to be known as that girl, like yeah. in that way, because it's really heavy. And I just like, it's really hard when people like look at you and you know that they're like, thinking like, how sad. And it's like, you're also thinking how sad. So it's like, you know, I don't know, it's like, you don't want people to just like only see that when they think of you, because it's like,
yeah,
there's so many pieces. But I have embraced like, it is just so much of me for that, you know. And I've learned so much and I've changed so much, and you know, there's something that has to come out of this that I want to like make positive. But yeah, it is one of those weird things where it's like, I don't know, never crossed my mind to say to you, like, well, I've lost two more people, or like, even just like, just be grateful you have your sister, you know? Like, yeah. I've never thought those things, and I just can't even imagine saying it. And I see people say things like that to other people that are grieving. And it is that thing, like, you hurt people, like you said, like, hurt people, and it's one of those things where it's like, I think because people don't talk about grief openly, sometimes you don't know when to check your own grief.
And oh, that's a good point.
And when you're like, when should I be checking on myself? When should I be like realizing like this is not okay? Because we don't talk about it enough. So it's like you don't always know that you're being a self-absorbed griever person, you know? And it's like for a while, I think it's justified. Like you're sad mm-hmm. and, you know, you're going to feel your things. But I think at some point for your own life, you're also going to need to do a self-check-in. You're going to have to figure out, because it's like if you want to live your life as a sad, just living in that grief the entire time, like that is your right. You can do that. But like, what are you missing out on because you're choosing to just stay in that pain for the rest of your life? You know, it is your right. But I think if we talk about these things more, you might realize I did do that and I am doing that. And what am I getting out of it by feeling like I am right in that situation? Like I need to say that. And that's why I think like these conversations are really important to have. And a big part of like why we're doing this podcast is just having these conversations and kind of sorting it out between us.
Yeah. And you brought up like an interesting point earlier of like, I don't know, I kind of think of it like these little day-to-day annoyances that we all face, and going through a loss and knowing now what truly life and death means, like little annoyances to me don't mean as much anything, like as much as it did when prior to like my loss. And yet I still have a ton of people in my life experiencing day-to-day annoyances and being like, oh my God, that's so annoying. Like it's a problem they're facing. Whereas I'm in a different stage in my life where I can recognize I'm like, psh, that's not a big issue at all. Like move along. But to them, that's still a big issue. And I think like at one point I had to confront that with myself of if I still want to have friends, if I still want to be close with my own family, if I still want to be a person where people feel like it's safe to talk to me and they'll feel accepted and like, I don't know, invited and warm in my presence, then I had to acknowledge like they're not going to understand the gravity of grief yet. There will be a time for everybody to experience that, and then they'll learn that very like hard reality, but that's not their time now. And kind of respecting like these little things that they're experiencing in their day-to-day activities. Or you know, I think of an example of like a friend who like is annoyed with their parents, and I'm like, well, at least you have some to be annoyed at, you know, because we don't. And I have to check myself though when saying that, because I do sometimes let it escape out because I have no filter. But sometimes I do have, I'm like, you know what, I'm sorry, like that was kind of uncalled for. Like how you're feeling is valid, whether I see it that way or not. Like I still want to be that person where they want to come and talk to me about their problems. And I think you and I are both very empathetic people. And so like I've had to overcome, like, I don't know, maybe it's compartmentalizing in my brain of, okay, I have my grief and I can talk about my grief with my friends who may not understand it, but they'll still listen. And I can listen to their problems even if I think it's not a big issue. It's still a big issue to them, and I still want to support them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's where you see so many people doing it for everything, right? Like, yeah. It could be about money sickness, or, you know, people always want to say, like, you know, have perspective because I, you know, it's not that bad because I've experienced this. And it's like your experience can still make you really sad. You can still have a bad day. I think sometimes perspective is good when you get mad, when you put so much anger towards very little things, you know, and I think that's the difference of like where, but I think it's easy to, you know, to say like, to get into the mindset. If I was like, if you were mad at your sister, and I'd be like, well, at least you have a sister to fight with, you know, if every person I met and I was like, well, at least you have a sister and both your parents aren't dead, you know, like I could just, it's like, you know, you could channel that energy so much, right? Because it's like, when you just think about it, you're like, it's not fair. It's not okay. You know? And I think it's very easy to get into that mindset and almost think that you are providing people perspective. Right. And that's where it's kind of that fine line, because I think sometimes you can provide people perspective in a good way, depending on what it is. But I think if someone is fighting with their parents and the only thing that you have to say to them is, at least you have parents, like, that's not helping the situation.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you might have a different perspective where, like, when they actually talk about the problem, then you're like, oh, you know, like, this is something, but I realize because of XYZ, you know, like there's a different perspective you can bring. Having that perspective, it's like, it's so easy to have the perspective that like, at least you have all this, you know, mm-hmm. especially things like during the holidays. It's like when people start talking about the holidays, even now, it's something that I'm like, ugh, like holidays still for me are not, I'm trying to find my new normal with holidays. And so people talk about holidays and people talk about family drama during holidays and all the stuff. And it's like, especially because very sensitive time, because holidays are like marketed everywhere. They were such a, yeah. you know, they're such a family thing, you know? And so mm-hmm. I think in general, people that have lost people, holidays are the hardest. You know, yeah. it's just because it's like you can't hide. And then it's like there's Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas or whatever you like. There's still like multiple holidays, even if you're not, you don't celebrate Christmas. But either way, it seems like a very it's like a very family time. And so I think we're a time where I could be more sensitive. You know, if I hear someone talking about family loss or like family drama, I could easily be like, well, at least you have family to go to, or at least you have a home to go to for the holidays. And that would just be my own sadness of them being gone. My new normal doesn't include them anymore, and I'm still figuring out what I want my new normal to be. Like, I could easily be triggered to say something like that. But it's like, what does that help? It doesn't even help me. You know, like, because the real feeling is that I'm sad and that I miss my family and that it sucks and that I hate that they're gone. And
nobody can fix that for you.
No one can fix that.
That's the sad thing.
Yeah, and making someone else feel worse because I feel bad, that's also not cool, you know? And I think that's where we have to talk more about grief, because, like, we have to check ourselves sometimes, because our sadness doesn't ever, like, go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Because it's, like, and it can be triggered by different things that it's easier to kind of have these, I'd say, like, abrupt emotions or very combative emotions sometimes, right? Because the grief is never gone. You miss them all the time.
Yeah.
But certain things bring it to the surface. So I think that's where it's like we have to check ourselves. We have to have these conversations so people realize, like, just because I'm feeling really sad about it today doesn't mean that I need to make someone else feel bad about the situation. And I think that's the harder part, because it's like when you're feeling that sad, sometimes you just want to let that anger out or that feeling mm-hmm. out. And it's like, you know, and you might let it slip, but it's like, then you feel bad. Or like, I hope you don't feel good about doing that to somebody, you know? And I think that's where, you know, it gets more complicated. It's like, you can have your feelings, but don't put that on someone else. And no one's perfect, but it's like, if you keep doing that, you know, if like mm-hmm. every time I'm like, well, you have holiday, you have family to go to, or who cares if you have to travel? At least you have travel to travel to, you know, like go into that mode. And not, but like, thankfully I've never said that to people, but like thoughts like that have crossed my mind, and not in a necessary, like, at least you have that, but in a way like, oh, that it's nice that you have that. Like,
and I think that's, you know, natural. Grievers all have that. Like, either they say it or they think it. I think we're all feeling that somewhere.
Yeah. And I think it's, as I said, like, our feelings are valid. And if that's your feeling, that's totally fine, right? Like, whatever grief is making you feel, like, that's your feeling. Sometimes you have to, though, like, sort it out and figure out, like, what is the whole feeling and what is that going to make me do? And, you know, maybe I need to, like, go into nature. I need to check myself. Like, I need to step away from situations. And it's, like, really a lot of, like, self-check-ins of, like, how you're feeling and how you're really feeling about it. Because, you know, what does it help if you're telling someone, like, my situation's worse than yours, or at least you have that. And it's, yes, perspective is good, but it's also how you phrase it and how you deliver it and when you deliver it. There's so many different things. I think there's wisdom in grief and experience, and there's so much that you could relate to people through that. But it is it's that, like, tightrope of, like, when is it helpful and when is it, like, you're just being mean, or, like, not allowing other people to be sad for other things that they can be sad about, or that, you know, people are allowed to be sad. Even if it's not grief, they're allowed to be sad about other stuff.
100%.
And I think that's the hard part for that. I don't know if you, like, how you feel about holidays or if that triggers anything for you or anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that very first Christmas, which my father passed away on October 1st. So very closely to the holiday season.
Yeah.
And I, and still to this day, I kind of hate Christmas decorations after all these years. But I've even had to check, like, okay, people find so much joy in decorating for Christmas. And what's the harm of being happy around a holiday and celebrating love and family and peace and joy. And just because I'm missing somebody and I'm hurt that I'm not celebrating, you know, with a typical family dynamic around the holidays, like I still, I'm like, I acknowledge that I can feel angry at Christmas decorations when I'm walking around a store and being like, wow, how bullshit is all of this? Like the same thing, like it doesn't help anything either. And so just allowing people to be, you know, if they're happy, like what's the harm in that either? Like that's not taking away the grief I still feel, you know? And I think what's interesting is you and I both lost people at young ages, and maybe I don't want to say like unnatural at young ages. It's just you don't meet a lot of people who lose very close people at young ages. And I think that's like something you and I have connected a lot over, is navigating that grief while you're young and still having to like figure out life as well. Which even brought me to the dinner party to begin with, was at book club one day. We had a small little group and it was all women, and I'm the youngest one among the women. And one of the ladies was a little bit older. She had just lost her mother, and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of sad. Like, I lost my mom and I had been her caretaker, and I'm just having a really hard time today. And I find out everybody, like out of the four of us, we all had lost our parents. And, you know, they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you've lost your father and you're so young. And I'm like, thank you for that recognition, but this is not a time for me right now. This is a time for being there for a friend despite her age, even though she's older, and you know, her mother was significantly older, you know, well into grandmother years. This is a time to console her and to be her support, and just, I think like there's a beauty in that recognition that we identified something we all have in common. Unfortunately, it's a very traumatic, sad thing. Although, like, I remember sitting in there and I'm like, this is really nice that these women understand how I'm feeling. And at that point, you know, I hadn't met as many other grievers going through the same thing, but I remember thinking like, I need to find other people going through this, because clearly I had found so much meaning in reliving memories with these women and their loved ones and their parents, and laughing and crying, and like we're laughing while we're crying. And that's what even brought me to think like, I need to like look at joining a support group. Not because I'm in the throes of grief and that my loss was recent, but clearly I still have things that I want to process, and it was just really nice to connect with people in that way. And you know, I think that's something, you know, if you're listening and you know it's just after a loss, like there's a consoling feeling to talk about your grief with other grievers, because other grievers get it, and there's a connection that's made around, you know, death is already a hard topic to talk about, and it's already a scary topic to think about. It's weird to think that like one day we will all be in that position. And I think like it is really nice to talk about this with other people who get it. And so instead of focusing about, well, yeah, you lost your mother because you're older and I was so much younger, so I have it worse, that would have distracted from the whole point of like, no, I get it, and I'm here for you, and I want to help, and we shared like this beautiful moment together, us four women, of like, this, it's hard to live without your parents despite whatever age you're at. It's always going to be hard. There's like, you know, it's a scary feeling to have to move on in the world without your parents next to you and helping you and guiding you, and then all of a sudden feeling like, oh shit, I'm on my own now. And you'll have that feeling whether you're 20 years old or whether you're 80 years old. Like, that's a consistent feeling you'll have throughout the rest of your life.
Yeah, and I feel like that, you know, we talk about like ageism in grief, and I think it's one of those things where it's like, I remember when my mom lost her mom, I remember her crying and being really upset about it for,
yeah,
you know, visibly for a while, but I don't know, you know, like she didn't really talk about it as much. So like, I don't know what her actual process was for that. But, you know, I just can't imagine looking at someone being like, well, at least she passed when she was, I don't know, 70s or 80, you know, like I can't imagine being mm-hmm. like saying that to somebody, like as a positive, and yeah. I don't think you need to say anything as a positive to someone that just lost someone, or in a way that yeah. like you need perspective or to be grateful. You know, I think there's so many, you know, the loss is going to be different, right? And then right. there's differences of losing them later in life, and you know, it is also hard to see your family, like your parents or someone, like getting really old, mm-hmm. no longer, like you did experience where your dad no longer knew who you were, you know, and that's something I think like is more typical for people that lose their parents older, you know, but there's other things, and like just seeing someone that you love like get older and older and not be able to do the things, there's complications with that, right? Like there's difficulties with that and going through that. There's difficulties, you know, I used to always think, I didn't used to think about, like, for some reason, maybe because I did see like both my parents lose their parents, that like I never thought of, oh, so lucky that you had your parents for a while. Like yeah. that never was something that I thought. But I used to always think like, oh, people that maybe lost their parents like before they really have memory of them, I used to think like, oh, well, you know, at least you kind of can grow up, maybe like get a step parent or something, you know, like
yeah.
I used to think that like maybe that's easier because you don't remember them. But it's like, there's other so many aspects of that grief of like never getting to know them, and you know, and yeah. and feelings of that, like that I don't know, that that's also a really hard situation, you know, and like I don't yeah. know what that feels like, right? Like not ever knowing them. And but I, you know, I think also at the same time, it's like there is comfort to people that have experienced it kind of in a similar timeline, right? And I think
yeah
it also avoids people potentially having issues with, you know, like where people might fight over different things that are unnecessary. You know, the group that I started was people in their 20s and 30s because I wanted people in the general age range that experienced grief during that time. And mm-hmm. just I feel like to have like a base of being similar ages in life and kind of having that as a base of connection. But, you know, people have lost different people. And it's not like everyone's lost the same people or the same amount of people. Yeah. But I think because we're in similar stages of life, we really get each other in so many ways. And also, I think there is comfort in that, right? And
yeah.
but at the same time, you know, that doesn't mean that I think negatively people that lost people at different stages. It's just like, it was also a comforting thing to me. I do want to find that. And I also don't want, I think I was also trying to avoid people who do say that, like, oh, you're so lucky. I don't know if they'd say, that to me, or that'd be like, well, but hey, you know, like I've seen people like, oh, you should be grateful for this or that, or seeing some of kind of that animosity people have towards different people, like different ages of loss, that I was like, I think that's just like a good kind of baseline. And so far, I think it's been good. It's been a good connecting. Everyone's loss is different, but it's been a good connecting piece. And yeah. I have seen people that, you know, have lost people that are really young and are having different feelings, and they want people to kind of understand what it feels like as a really young person, you know, and I don't have that perspective. I can't provide that. And I do see where that comfort helps, you know, mm-hmm. someone that gets it, because you just want someone to get it. And there might be something yeah. very specific that you want someone to get, you know, and we're like, oh, you yeah. look for people that have lost people younger. And so I think for that same feeling, you should channel that to be understanding of other people's experiences, right? Because it's like you might mm-hmm. just need people to connect on certain aspect, there might be something that you're hanging on to or that you really need to people to like to see what you see, feel what you feel, and that's really fine. You know, you might need that community in a more specific way, but that doesn't mean that you yeah. need to look at other people's experience and be like, well, at least you had that. And that's where I think also yeah. the perspective thing of like, oh, well, you got to, at least you got to grow up to your parents. Like I used to be dread thinking about my parents getting really old and passing away, and like
yeah.
them getting sick and not being able to walk. Like I used to like dread thinking about that. I didn't know that I wouldn't ever see that.
Yeah.
But you know, I used to dread that. Like I know I loved my grandma growing up, you know, I was closer to my mom's grandma or my mom's mom. And even seeing like, I just remember like when she no longer could carry me and, you know, really close, like, so I feel like I had more feelings of like, I don't want to see my parents get to that level. And wish granted.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, like don't manifest too hard. But it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, I used to dread that. And I understand where that's hard. You know, there's different pieces of it. And like, yes, it's nice that you got to live your life with them and they got to go to all the things. Like my parents will never go to my wedding or see my children, like, on this earth. Like, I hope they're somewhere, like, and can see them and meet them in some way. But, you know, they're not going to be here for that. But it's just, so there's things that they're always going to be missing. And, you know, you can look at someone that they're there for, you know, and you'll think, like, oh, that's so nice. And, you know, you should be grateful for that. But at the same time, it's like, I just don't think, like, the saying, the comparison is a thief of joy, is just so true.
Absolutely.
It's so true, because you can compare so many different situations, and at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy with anything because you just want yours to be worse. And I think that's not helping anyone.
Yeah. I think back to how, and I hate to say lucky, because loss doesn't feel lucky. But how, and I'm trying to think through, like, as a gratitude mindset. But how lucky I was that I had the time with my father prior to his passing to be there for him and care for him and really just pour every ounce of love that I had into him and have a time to say goodbye and have a time to tell him all the things I wanted to tell him. And I think, you know, a personal experience last year, we were friends in a work context. And I think we're like probably other people would call it like a colleague acquaintance. But I really admired a colleague of mine. She worked in the same space as I did, and just very charismatic and beautiful and driven, and just someone who just was making an impact in the world at such a young age. And I was just really inspired by her. And then in an unfortunate situation, she was murdered. And that was a very different experience for grief. Me, like, that was, it's shocking because it just happened overnight, you know, like it was so quick. And through like the mutual friends that we had, I remember seeing one of her friends who I knew as well. And I saw him at a gathering, and like, I had the self-awareness to know that losing a father slowly to an illness is very different than losing a close friend to murder. Losing anybody to murder. Like, it's just a very different type of loss. And you can't even compare them. You can't even compare those experiences of grief, because those are very different emotions you're processing. And I, you know, felt it as like a ripple effect. But her friend was like close to the situation. And so, you know, I had went up to him and said, hey, I'm going to admit, I have no clue what you could be going through right now. Like, I imagine you have 14,000 emotions right now and you're still processing them. But I was like, I want you to know, like, I've lost my father a couple of years ago. And I know loss and grief in some contexts. And I was like, I'm not worried about talking about it. It's not weird to me to talk about it. And I was like, I understand this is like a work function and probably not normal to talk about death and grief at a work function. I was like, but if it helps to talk about it, and I'll just listen. And I just want you to know, like, I get some aspect of what you're going through, not the whole thing, obviously, but like, you, like I was saying earlier, like, there's no way you can compare those type of losses. There's no way you can compare those type of grief. But still extending that empathy and being like, hey, I've been through a part of this. I'm still going through it. I'm still trying to figure it out. There's no, like, I still don't know what if I'm saying is helpful or anything. But I was like, I can listen. I was like, I'm sure you have, because, you know, what I was thinking, and, you know, I only knew this girl through work occasions. And I was like, man, you know, at least losing my father to an illness is something uncontrollable. Like, it's something within the body. A lot of people might say, like, divine. It's kind of God's will, I think a lot of people would say. Whereas, like, murder is a different beast. Like, you have to reckon, like, there's an ugliness to humanity and there's malicious people out there, and it's a different mindset that you're working with. And it was, yes, my grief with my father, obviously a lot closer and more impactful to me, but her loss, like, stuck with me in a very weird way. Like, I was grieving this, like, thought of, like, wow, what a beautiful person she was. And now she's not here to, like, leave the the world in an even more beautiful place. I mean, she had done a lot of great things already. And it's just, it was interesting that even in that situation, I even experienced like, wow, these are not even comparable. Like, you can't match these up. This is apples to oranges.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, at the core, there's I'm sure, similarities of just sadness and the feeling of loss. But it's like, if you haven't experienced it, it's like you really don't know what that feels like. And I think that's a good example of like having empathy for someone's situation and comparing it. I don't want to use the words like worse. I definitely think it is shocking and it's horrible, and especially like senseless murders and things like that. I think it's horrible, and there's so many elements of that like that are just, it's just, it's shocking, it's horrible. Like there's like that huge difference of like they're there one day, they're gone the next, and it's like you never would have expected it. Like, there's no preparation for that. It's just like things like that happen in this world and you don't know why. And you know, you could compare it to then like, oh, you saw your family member get sick and their body give out on them and then they die. There's also hardness with that, and you know, there's things like that, and it's like they're not comparable, but they're just different, you know, like
100%.
It's hard to say, like, you know, at the core, you're going to be sad, and it sucks. It sucks so bad that they're gone. And I think it's like you can have empathy that, like, when people die in different ways, it all sucks. And some just are going to affect you in a different way because of how it is. But all loss is hard, you know? Yeah. And I think just having empathy, like, that's really hard. I can't even imagine. I have no idea how I react to if, like, one of my family members that I lost were murdered or anything like that, you know? I'm sure there's more, I would assume there's more anger that comes with that, you know? Like, there's so many different things, and it's like, I can't emulate that experience for myself, you know? Like, I don't, and, you know, you can have empathy for it, and just acknowledge, like, that is very different than what I've experienced. I feel like we still could probably relate on the core of things, but at the same time, it's like, I know you have so many differences with what you're feeling, and I think that the biggest comparison is like something like that versus like how, you know, the time of when they passed in your life, like that's always going to be really shocking. And it's very jarring if, you know, someone's here one day and the next. And even if someone's sick, you know, you feel a little bit of that kind of, they're here one day and then are gone the next. But, you know, I think people just need to have more empathy of people's situations and not try to put things on levels, you know, because it's like, it's not helpful, and that's not going to help someone that's healing to do that. I mean, maybe you're so angry if there's, you know, someone got murdered and that helps you, you know, like, and, you know, I get where sometimes you just need your anger to flow a certain direction, but I think it's not a good thing to make just constantly comparing people's situations. I think with things in general, right, like, it's not about comparing, it's acknowledging the differences.
Yeah.
And having empathy. Like that's different than just having, you know, comparing everything. It's like you can acknowledge that there's differences in situations that add extra layers that make it more difficult and make it harder for someone to deal with and, you know, really process and try to come back into the world in a more normal place. And that's where conversations can be had, where it's like you can learn about someone's experience. You can be like, you could tell them, but you know, had you gone to your friend and be like, I know exactly how this feels, or like, you know, losing my dad is way worse than losing your friend or something. Like, that's where those things are like, where is that even coming? How is that even helpful? You know, and just having empathy that like, I get some of this, I don't know, get all of it. Like, I just feel like so many better conversations can happen, you know, if we're just open to like, listening and understanding people's experiences rather than just being like, well, at least they didn't get this or that, or at least, you know, you saw them for longer. It's like, that doesn't help anybody grieve. Like, in fact, that just makes things more hostile, and grief in general, it's hostile. It's horrible. So I think we don't, you know, there's just really no winners in grief. There's no winners in these situations. And if we don't talk to each other more about this stuff, it's like, no one's going to improve and no one's really going to understand, because we don't talk about how there are so many different things with, you know, so many different ways that someone can pass away and you can lose them. And just like
the nuances, you know, like, that you have with relationships, you know, like with the, you know, the friends that we have, where a lot of us lost our family and they have lost a partner. And that's really opened my eyes to be more considerate and empathetic to people who had partners they were ready to get married with and then losing them suddenly. Like, that's a whole different can of worms that I had never even considered before.
Yeah. And, you know, I even look at like my sister's boyfriend at the time, and you know, I even heard him say, you know, I just wish, you know, like, I think I heard him say like one time, like he wished that they were married so people understand how important she was to him, that like how big of a loss it was to him. And then maybe people don't always understand that because they weren't married, you know, and so people can be just like, well, it's not that big of a loss. And it's like, if you lose someone that was such a important person to your life, it's going to hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And whatever relationship to them, like, there's always nuances, but it's like, it's a sad thing. And just let someone be sad and feel it, you know, like, we don't know what like suicide feels like or anything like that. And, you know,
car accidents is another thing that I think a lot about.
Yeah. There's just so many random, I just read about like a guy that was taking a photo and he just fell off a cliff.
Oh my God.
Like, and that happens to like, please people look before you take a photo. That's a pretty common enough thing that happens where people like are taking a photo and they fall off something. So please people don't do that. But you know, like things like that, I can't even imagine like witnessing that, like what that feels like, you know, like there's just so many layers of things that can happen and so many different things. And I think perspective that you can provide people is like, the things that I feel like can be helpful to people for perspective is kind of like, can you live with where you are with someone right now? There's a lot of people that like go no contact with their family or friends or whatever, or fight, and it's like whatever your reasons are, like your reasons. I also think sometimes people get into fights that are not as big of a deal as they should be, or you know, can compound. And I think, or even just like maybe people that you don't spend a lot of time with, or you know, that you've been neglecting friendships or neglecting things, people in your life that you're like, sometimes I just think, will they know that I love them? Will they know, like, will I be happy where things left off? You know, I think that's kind of where I try to check myself or put myself in perspective. And sometimes try to provide that perspective. People just like, if you're okay where you're at, like, that's fine. If you're fine that you never watched with this person before, like, as long as you can live with, like, you're fine with living with that, like, that doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Do that, you know, because it's like, but I think sometimes you have to just think about, you don't think about that could be
the last time you talk to them. Yeah.
And also, I feel like that's a little bit of a dangerous, like, you don't want to think about, like, oh, this is the last, you know, every time it's like, it could be last, because then you get kind of in that weird,
it's dramatic.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. But I feel like it's just like a little sprinkle of salt of kind of that feeling and emotion of like, just leave people where you're in a happy place with them, you know, and just express to people that you love them. And it doesn't have to be like the last thing you said to someone is that you love them, because it's like, you can say that you love someone and it doesn't mean anything, right? It's like your actions and how you showed up for them. Like, that's what's important. So I think that's where, you know, perspective comes in, and kind of that just like thinking about how you want to leave that. And also that kind of goes back to like, if you are telling someone, like, are you going to feel like good in 5 years or whatever time that you feel like you took to like be in a better place with your grief, that you told someone that their grief was worth like less than yours, or like, you should be grateful and not be sad. Like, are you going to be fine that you were telling people that and you were pushing that on people when you eventually realize like, they have a right to be sad and it doesn't help? Like, what is the purpose of telling them that they should just be lucky and their grief isn't bad? You know, like, I think that kind of also in that perspective is like, why do you want to cause someone more pain that's already sad? Like, I can't imagine crying about, you know, like, you're crying about your dad, and then I'm like, well, you didn't lose your mom and your sister too, so stop crying, be grateful. Like, that kind of thought process is like, I think if you call it like that, people are going to be like, wow, that would be ridiculous to do that. But it's like, but some people do that.
Yeah, you know? They do,
And it's, you're not thinking about how like, outlandish that sounds. But if you're crying and I'm telling you, cheer up, you still have other family members, like, be grateful,
get over it,
like, that is not helpful, and that's really harsh. And some people would be like, oh, you're justified for feeling that because you've lost more people. And it's like, you're never justified in making someone feel like crap. Like, if I can't find empathy for you today because you're crying about losing your dad, and I'm like, I lost my mom and my sister, and I can't empathy because you still have people, then I just need to not say anything to you about it, or like say anything.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't come from a place that is kind or empathetic because of where I'm at in my grief, then I just need to walk away and come back when I can do that. Because yeah. It's like, that's where people need to like have that check-in of themselves, is like, what if you ruin your friendship with someone because you're coming from a place of that feeling that like your grief is really high today, and maybe even like seeing someone lose their dad triggered something in me that like, oh, I mm-hmm. lost my dad, and triggered other sadness. If I'm feeling that type of way, then maybe I need to just excuse myself from the situation, or I need to like
yeah.
take a step back or just be like, hey, I'm actually like not in a place to like to handle this right now. I'll, you know, I just need a minute or whatever. I think that's where it's like people need to figure out where they are with that, because it's like, you can't be attacking people for feeling sad about their loss.
Yeah. And that they can, like, you can be having the worst day of your life, and someone out there can have gone through more experiences that inflict more pain. And those can exist simultaneously. There's not yeah. mutually exclusive that just because you're having the worst day of your life, like, which is usually losing somebody you love, somebody else having gone through more or having gone through worse, those can exist at the same time. No one wants yeah. to be coming out at the bottom and being like, oh yeah, like I have it worse. Like you said, like no one wants the gold medal in this.
Yeah.
When you can channel this. Yeah. Yeah. When you can channel that pain to create bridges of understanding and empathy with one another. In today's day and age, I think we need a lot more of.
Definitely. And, you know, I think it's like, maybe you're not at that place. Like, it took me a mm-hmm. long time to talk about anything, or maybe even be in a good place to talk about to people. But then I just didn't talk to people about it, you know? And if yeah. I'm feeling that way, then maybe I don't need to be, you know, it's like, I was trying to be very, like, positive and reflective when I just lost my dad. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
had I kept going with that, and then I lost my sister and my mom, we would have spiraled out about that because I was trying to be so positive. And then I, you know, I think had I tried to keep like, oh, I'm trying to help people when I'm going through so much that I haven't mm-hmm. dealt with, I probably would have spiraled out, honestly. Like, I feel like I was not in a place to be doing that or trying to help people when like,
fair enough. Oh,
I need help. And I think that's totally fair, right? You need to kind of be where you're at, and maybe you're not in a place to take on other people's pain just yeah. to have the type of friends you used to have because of where you're at and what your kind of pain tolerance is now. And like, that's fair. But I think we're taught more and more to like think about ourselves and think about our own things and be very mm-hmm. selfish. And it's like, yes, it's valid to feel like your pain is the worst because it is the worst to yeah. you, and no one will know what that exactly feels like. But that doesn't mean that your pain isn't the worst to you. You know, like, your pain is yeah. also the worst thing that you've ever experienced. And why can't we just relate on that? And,
yeah,
you know, if I'm like, oh, I'm up here and you're here, so, like, don't even try to come at me with your feelings unless right. you feel what I feel. And, you know, I think by having these conversations, it also gives you better perspective. Like, I just saw, mm-hmm. I just read a story of a girl that lost all of her family in a mm-hmm. and, like, I can't relate to that. You know, like, I still have a brother. I've lost the majority of my family, but it's like, that's a horrible situation. But if I'm just like trying to compare the situations or like whatever, like, that isn't, what is the point of that? You know, what is
yeah.
the point? Because someone always has it worse in a way, yeah. you know. I someone used to always does. Think, I remember reading stories of like someone that like she had lost all her family members, and she'd lost, you know, in different time periods, that I was just thinking like, oh my god, I would never survive that. Like, that is so bad, and that's whatever. And then I experienced something very similar to that, and I am surviving, and it hasn't been an easy road, and I have had ups and downs with it. But like, you know, you have to work on yourself to be in a place to be okay and to talk about it and to figure out what is actually working for me, and just being real mm-hmm. with yourself about it. Because yeah. if you want to just be angry and sad for a while, do that. But just make sure that you don't burn your whole world down because you want to feel yeah. that. You know, don't burn everybody because that's where you're at. because you can be there, you can stay there if you mm-hmm. want, it's your life, but don't burn everyone else down in the process.
Yeah. And I think, like, regardless, and I would, you know, this is at any age, but, you know, I think maybe a 3-year-old's worst day is going to be very different than maybe a 24-year-old's worst day. But if you ask anybody, what's their worst day? And they actually were honest and told you what their worst day in their life was. And it might not be the loss of somebody they know. I mean, I could think of so many awful things that happened in this world. And that's just as traumatic and scarring as what we've experienced with us. And knowing that everybody does have a bad day and we're all existing with that. And we're all just learning how to survive in that. And that's okay.
Yeah, we're all human. And, like, mm-hmm. I think if we come at it with empathy and just, like, understanding, I think we can all have better conversations, whether you lost someone or not, about grief. And it's not about, like, comparing, oh, you haven't lost anyone mm-hmm. or anything like that, or you've lost more people, or in quote-unquote worse ways. Like, I think it's just about, like, having these conversations and being open to hearing them. And just like accepting and learning from each other. And I think that's what's super important. And I think we've done a lot with that with each other already. We've done, you know, learning in our group from each other, from other people. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly super healing. And I just, like, encourage people to do that, like, to talk to people about it and just let it out.
Yeah.
And, like, find someone like that. Maybe you just want to, like, I need to let out all my negative thoughts about what I'm feeling and just mm-hmm. preface it with that. And, like, just have a friend that you set that up, you know. I just need to express this to you. Please don't take any, you know, these are just all the thoughts. Figure out a thing that works for you if you need to let it out without burning down, you know, your friendship and not burning down that stuff. And also know when to apologize when you can't stop yourself. And I just think, you know, if we want to have these conversations, you know, with grievers, we also just want to have these conversations with everybody. And you know, just come to that understanding and stop comparing everybody's stuff, because life is hard. The world is hard. Like, so much is happening. Social media makes everything more at the forefront, which makes everything even seem more. So I think just, like, let people be. just be nice to people is kind of, like, my last thoughts on that. It's just, like, I think we just need to be able to talk to each other and just be honest and share and not come at someone with your own kind of anger or things you haven't dealt with. Tell people.
Yeah. I completely agree. Should we dive into this week's challenge?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So this week's check-in, as we call it, with your grief, we are challenging you to find one piece of gratitude, you know, in the deep pain that you might be experiencing. It doesn't have to be big and it could be very small, but I think when you're in the worst of your grief, finding one thing that you're thankful for is a way to remove that comparison from your mind. And you don't have to be thankful for the place you're in. Absolutely not. But I notice when I'm in, like, the thick of my kind of, like, turmoil in my spirals of, man, my life sucks, finding something that I'm like, but you know what? I'm very thankful that, you know, I have very close siblings. Recognizing that not everybody has that, and not to take that for granted. What about you? What do you think about the challenge?
Yeah, I think sometimes you just need, it's like if you have a cloud over your head, sometimes you just need to see the sun in whatever way, whether it be literally or figuratively. So I think sometimes people find it very cheesy to be like, oh, I need to find something that I'm grateful for. But
yeah,
if you want to keep trying, I feel like the goal is always to, like, you want to live the best life that you can, regardless mm-hmm. of the situation, regardless of the cards you've been dealt. And sometimes you just need to find that North Star. And sometimes it just starts as small as, like, finding what you're grateful for in this life that exists now. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy, but I think it sounds cheesy, but sometimes you just need to do that to kind of shift your mindset, because a lot of it is, like, where you keep your mind. And your mind can get stuck in a dark place really easily when you're missing people and you're sad and you think about how that sucks and all those things. So I think sometimes mm-hmm. thinking about, like, what is still good this world now or my life now is really important.
Yeah. I think that was beautifully said. And the show notes will have more resources if you're interested or need extra support. And we have new episodes every Tuesday, so check us out and come back.
And how to join our grief club. As we say, like, hopefully if you're not experiencing grief, don't literally join. But you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube with Two Girls with Grief Pod. And we'll put that in the show notes as well. We also love to hear your challenges. So please email us at twogirlswithgrief@gmail.com. We'll also link our Gmail as well. We'd love to hear how you're doing with the challenges, what you're experiencing, or even questions that you have about grief or things you're afraid to say out loud. Like, we'd love to hear it. And as a reminder, if your grief looks different, if you don't relate to anything that we say, like, everyone's grief experience is different. So please know that even if this doesn't resonate with you, everything's okay. We hope that something we do resonates with you, but we do acknowledge that everyone's grief is different. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone.